Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio came before the city council this morning to present her fiscal year 2009 budget. In the middle of her near half-hour report, however, the mayor broke off of the laundry list of programs the city will be working on the next year to discuss the upcoming contract negotiations with the city's firefighters.
We know that we will have less revenue. Over the past 2 years, our property tax revenue has decreased by $28 million. As I mentioned, our workforce has decreased by 7.6%, while our population has continued to grow. So we have to address the rate of future pay increases. We want everyone to get a fair pay increase.
The mayor said the city has offered a 3% cost of living increase and a merit increase averaging 3.5% a year for half the force.
What we are offering is that half the workforce will get a 6.5% pay increase. I suspect that there are many people listening right now who don't know a single person in Tampa who is getting a 6.5% pay increase in these economic times, combined cost of living and merit. We believe that our offer is a generous one.
Negotiations between the city and the firefighters union have been going on since late last year and are currently at a stalemate. Larry Parker is the president of the firefighters union. He did not appreciate the mayor's comments.
Well, let me first start by saying her getting up there grandstanding today in front of city council when she's supposedly presenting her budget is, to us, way off base. We have a scheduled hearing in front of city council, and that's when the contract's supposed to be discussed. Her using this to get additional time in front of council is shameful, in our opinion.
And Parker said the figures the mayor mentioned in her address before the city council were misleading.
We have asked for a 5% across-the-board pay increase, broken down into 2 6-month increments, so it actually comes out to a 4% pay increase for all firefighters. That is below what she gave the police in the beginning year of their contract. And their 6.5% that they're offering is not a 6.5%, is actually cutting our steps down, and actually comes into costing firefighters, cutting their pay.
Recently, a special magistrate ruled in favor of the city's position on the issue, a fact that Iorio did not let go by in her guidance to the city council.
And that will become the starting point for the negotiations with the ATU and the police. So it will have ramifications beyond just the one contract that you will have before you. The union proposal, as you know, is for 5% cost of living and 5% merit average with their step for a 10%. That is just not affordable.
City Council Chairman Thomas Scott has been quoted in the St. Petersburg Times as saying that he wants to know if any other city employees are receiving what has been referred to as a 10% increase. Fire Union Chief Larry Parker says that calling their demands for a 10% increase is wrong, saying half of their workforce will not get a merit increase at all. He said the step increase of 5% is not out of line with other departments, though the mayor disagrees. Ann Parker says that his union is cognizant of the budget problems that the city is contending with.
We will prove and show in front of city council during a hearing that we are paid far below other like departments within the state of Florida. And the pay package that we put on the table will barely keep our head above water. The one the city's putting on a pay package will basically drown us.